Before China's emergence as the 21st century powerhouse in politics and economic clout, and all the world was coming to China's doorstep, China for many decades was a place that millions of people preferred to leave behind or escape in fear of their lives. A culture of Chinatowns, especially in America, became a proud, prosperous, and isolated collection of communities in cities where Asian Americans were looked on with suspicion and faced discrimination that continues in some places to this day. There were Chinese American newspapers in Mandarin and Cantonese and other languages. A lively music scene accompanied the spirited celebration of traditional holidays, mostly out of sight of mainstream America. And there were sports. It looks like volleyball. It's played in parking lots. It is very, very serious.
You kind of explain it as organized jungle ball.
I mean, you got 9 people on the court as opposed to 6.
Used to call other volleyball sissy ball.
I played in parking lots before and I got rocks in my skin and my knees.
When we talk about it to our white friends or other like volleyball players, they all want to play. but they're not allowed to play.
This is our World Series. This is our Super Bowl.
It's called Nine Man, and it continues to be played in Chinatowns across North America as a gritty athletic tradition born from segregation, but now enjoyed with pride. A new film called Nine Man looks at this organized jungle ball, the sport, its history, and some of its players. It premieres on the public television World Channel series America Reframed tomorrow. Ursula Liang is the film's director, producer, and cinematographer. She joins us in the studio here in New York. And Bobby Goon, dentist by day, is the coach of the Boston Knights. He's up at our partner station WGBH in Boston. Bobby, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to you, Ursula.
Thank you.
So, Bobby, coach of the Boston Knights, how are the Knights doing?
We're doing all right. We're perennial contenders right now. We haven't gotten over the hump. We're chasing after some prestigious, powerful team, and hopefully someday we'll get up there at the upper echelons.
How many cities, and if you can name them, please do, have nine-man teams?
Well, the traditional cities are Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Toronto, and Montreal up in Canada. That forms the circuit. And also, L.A. has joined the circuit again. And we have teams coming from other Chinatowns now. We have representatives from Houston, from Philadelphia, at times Chicago.
So it's growing. Ursula, how do you play nine-man? Can you explain it?
That's a good question for me. I'm not allowed to play nine-man. I'm a woman, so I've never actually played. The rule book state that it's a game for men, and the game looks like volleyball on the surface. If you walked by it, you might mistake it for volleyball, but don't mistake it because it's completely another game. There's a lot of swagger, a lot of attitude. There's a lot of added chaos and creativity.
Had you heard of Nine Man as you were growing up?
No, I hadn't. I grew up in the suburbs of Boston playing sort of standard volleyball and wasn't very connected to the Chinatown community. So I didn't learn about Nine Man until my 20s when I sort of started dipping into the Chinatown culture.
How long has this been going on, Bobby?
Before I was born, when I grew up in Boston's Chinatown, one of the first joyful experiences of seeing our Chinese men playing any type of sport was volleyball in the streets of the parking lots in Chinatown. I think it goes back to the 30s, if not earlier.
Did you always know it as Nine Man?
I only knew it as volleyball. I never knew there was any other type of volleyball until I got to high school.
So, name some moves. What are the moves? I mean, I imagine there's Chinese names for all the stuff that you do in this game.
There are a number of specific distinctions from six-person volleyball. One is that you don't rotate around the court. The other is that there are ways in which you can gain an additional hit. So the same person can hit the ball twice in a row by passing the ball into the net to themselves and then hitting it again.
Did you say that you can bounce it off the net? To
yes.
yourself?
Yes, you can.
That's wild.
So that, you know, volleyball has a rhythm. It's bump, set, yeah. spike. And if you're used to that, you know, I played since I was in seventh grade. It becomes very disorienting if you add that additional, that offsetting rhythm.
What story does this movie tell about Chinese American culture?
That's a good question. I mean, we follow a couple teams throughout a nine-man season, which is typically from May to September. There's a big tournament every Labor Day teams from all these cities gather in one city, and they sort of fight it out for this major championship. And it's really a tournament of bragging rights and pride and nothing other than a trophy. And they play all summer long to get this trophy. But it's also an exploration of Chinatown and Chinatown's history. Like Bobby said, it's been played organized fashion since the 1930s, but it's been played since before that. And Chinatown at that time was still a very male society. And so you had this sort of bachelor society where men really were faced with a lot of discrimination and had very tough lives, and they needed an emotional and physical escape.
Ursula, I think you in Boston's Chinatown, I think we took you behind some of the streets in Chinatown, and there's these hidden alleys that were part of my growing up, and these were between tenement houses, and I remember the old-timers just stringing it up while they were on their break or before they went to the work in the restaurants.
How does Nine Man reflect and show Chinese-American pride? Who are the stars, and how do you have heroes in this game if it's only played in Chinatown?
Well, one of the major stars in the nine-man circuit is actually an Olympian. His name is Kevin Wong. He's 6'7", and he's really an imposing figure, but really the pride of one of the, you know, the people are really excited to see every tournament. He played in the Sydney Olympics, and his partner is a beach volleyball player. And his partner at some point during his career was Karch Krai, who was basically the Michael Jordan of beach volleyball. So he became connected to the tournament, I think, when he was after college, and has played for a long time now. And he, you know, he comes in and plays against, you know, 8-year-old boys sometimes and 60-year-old men. It's this great intergenerational space.
Oh, that's wild.
Where, you know, the guys in their 20s and 30s are the most competitive, but it's also, you know, a place where people are coming to come together as a community.
And you're pretty good in the day, right, Bobby?
you know, given that there are no real historical written records, I can say anything I want.
Well, and you do. You're a star in this film, and you're very much grabbing for some bragging rights.
Bobby's good at bragging, for sure. Part of the game is the trash talking, and he excels in that, for sure.
There was a PhD in trash talking. I'll be at Harvard right now, I'll tell you.
All right.
It's a defensive mechanism. Like Ursula said, these Chinese restaurant workers, our father's generation, they really had not much to really hang their hat on. I mean, the crowds, I think part of it's brought up in the New York scenes that Ursula shot, when you have these immigrants smoking cigarettes and just hanging out there. And they rally behind a game, and they're giving comments. They're trash-talking in the crowds. Maybe they're taking bets. Who knows? But that's what you're playing for, you know, that elation.
Bobby Goon is the dentist and star, one of the stars of the film Nine Man. He's a coach of the Boston Knights. Ursula Liang is a director, producer, and cinematographer of Nine Man. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for having
us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.